Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
Hey, good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. And today I have my amazing, extraordinary co-host, Jean Adrian. And I'm always happy to have you on the show, Jean.
Can you see the smile that's going from ear to ear when you say those wonderful things about me?
You know it.
Aw.
So this has been quite the month, really.
Oh my, yes.
Like, I mean, we usually have, oh no, this is when we usually have our show, but we didn't get to do your show until right. next week. But I mean, it's been a crazy, crazy week or month. I mean, it's been, I don't know, like this has been Nutsville here. I mean, everybody seeming to feel, I don't know, intense energies. And I do know that we're coming into an eclipse period next month, but really there's not a lot happening astrologically. So it's not astrological, so to speak.
No, I think it's energetic and it's coming, you know, it's coming from somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's definitely energetic and it's powerful, strong energies. I mean, I've had, since in the last 2 weeks, I've had, huge enlightenment experiences, major upticks in my consciousness. I'm not the same person who was on your show last.
That's awesome. So let's talk about that, because I know that there's a lot of stuff that you've been going through. So let's talk about that. So, I mean, it kind of all began, and I'm not sure we even talked about human design. Maybe we did. I can't remember when we started talking about that. I don't know if it was in our last one, though.
I'm not sure we have actually talked about it on the radio, but somebody introduced me to human design. Well, not somebody. It was, I attended a Cryon thing, 5 years ago, maybe. I don't know, a long time ago. And maybe 4 years ago. Anyway, so Lee Carroll had invited this woman named Beth to present to the group in this weekend workshop. And she was presenting about human design. And I had no clue what she was talking about. But, you know, it was interesting. And because Lee Carroll was promoting it, I thought, well, you know, it must be good. So I went to her table after and I bought a copy of this book called, you know, something like All About Human Design or something like that. I don't know. It was a $50 book. And I paid $200 to have my human design chart done. And in order to do that, she needed all my birth information, just like what you would do for astrology, for an astrology reading. And so, you know, it was a month or so passed, and she comes back to me, and I'm on the phone with her for, I guess, 2 hours. And she proceeded to give me all the information that came from this human design stuff. And I thought it was interesting, but it didn't crank my tractor. I didn't really resonate with a lot of it, and it was extremely complex, and I had tried to read the book I bought, and that book was just so complex that maybe I read a few pages of it, and then I put it on my shelf, and I never touched it since then. So fast forward to last year, and I meet this amazing woman by the name of Tuck Self, and, you know, I become good friends with her over the last year. In fact, I interviewed her on my internet TV show today, and that'll be on Facebook. It'll be posted on Facebook shortly. I'm just waiting for the link to put it up, to talk about human design. And, you know, she kept over the last year, she kept talking about human design this and human design that and gene keys this. And I just kind of would roll my eyes because of the experience that I'd had. And, yeah, I didn't really give it much credence, but I like her a lot, so I didn't discount her because of the fact that she was really into this thing called human design. And then, I don't know, I guess maybe it was a month ago, she called me up one day and she said, oh my God, Jean, I finally figured you out. Because I've been studying your chart for the whole time I've known you. And I just, it didn't make sense to me. I was like, I couldn't do it. And she said, all of a sudden, the light bulb went off and I get you. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. And she said, yeah. She said, if you can give me about an hour, let's just set up a time. I want to share with you what I figured out about what makes you tick and why you're so good at what you do and maybe some areas that you might want to do differently because it would support you if you did. And I was like, well, absolutely, we can do it right now. She said, no, I can't do it right now. But anyway, we did the hour. And at the end of this time, I was like, holy moly. She gave me information that made me, A, understand why I do some of the stuff I do, but B, she gave me permission to be more, in, you know, more who I really am and not have to try to be something that other people expected me to be or whatever. And it began to make sense. And she actually gave me a new life strategy, which was huge for me. And, you know, and so I was like really kind of blown away. So I started buying books and I've bugged the living stink out of her over the last month. I mean, with text, wait a minute. Okay, Tuck, I read this and what does this mean? And, you know, and what does it mean when you say this? And, you know, like a little kid in kindergarten. And so this past weekend, in fact, I invited her to come to my house and she taught a class on human design for 8 women. And that was just pretty amazing. But anyway, that's where it all started. And it started about a month ago as I started reading out of this book by a man by the name of Richard Rudd. And the book is called Gene Keys. Because I had the list of the 26 gene keys that are active in my chart, both at a conscious and unconscious level. So I had begun to read them all. And as I read them, I began to have activations and I, you know, began to have awakenings. So that was really kind of the process I'd been going through for the last month, and it was pretty much mind-blowing. And then weekend before last, I had to go down to my daughter's, and that's an 8-hour in the car windshield time for me. So I thought, well, what the heck? You know, I'm always talking about Matt Kahn because I watch all of his YouTube videos, and but I hadn't bought his book. Mostly because I figured I knew everything that was in his book because I've been watching his YouTube videos for so long. And so I thought, oh, yeah, why? You know. So I thought, well, I'll buy his book and I can listen to it in the car on the way down. And so I have an Audible membership. So it was, you know, one Audible little chit thing, you know, and credit. And so I got it on my phone and I listened to it going down. Well, come to find out that what you get on Audible is not actually his book, but it's a course. And cool. So I listened to this all the way to Tallahassee and I was spellbound. I was, I cried through the whole first chapter because some of the stuff that was in there was so profound for me and it just opened my heart center wide open. And then, the next 3 or 4 chapters gave me just some amazing information that was so timely that my visit with my daughter was one of the most healing experiences that I've had in a long time. And, you know, as I'm driving home, she and I are communicating with each other and either talking on the phone or she would send me a text. And then when I would stop, I would text her back. And it was a huge healing weekend. And our relationship is not the same as it was before I went. But the thing that I listened to was so profound. I listened to it again on the way home. And of course I heard a lot more and learned a lot more that I missed the first time through. Cause you know, you don't always get it the first time around.
Sure.
And, I just had an amazing, I guess evolutionary breakthrough and enlightenment experience in the car, you know, coming back to Blairsville, from that. So, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? I'm not sure. But maybe it was just, it was time for this, or maybe it's all of this energy. But, you know, now I understand why I fell and broke my ribs. And I can see so clearly because of my human design chart, which really is, you know, it's a lot. It is based on astrology, but it combines astrology. It combines the I Ching. It combines the Kabbalah. And there's probably some other stuff, yep. The chakra system. And, you know, and I'm what's called a pure generator. And the life strategy that I'm supposed to be living is to wait to respond. And that's counterintuitive for me because I'm a type A personality. I'm a driver, you know, push, push, push. Let's get this done. Come on. Which is not what my DNA is comfortable with. I'm supposed to wait because I'm all of my answers are in my gut brain.
Oh, interesting.
And so I'm supposed to wait until my gut brain tells me either uh-huh or uh-uh. You know, those guttural responses. And when I get a clear uh-huh, then it's time for me to move on it. When I get a uh-uh, if I move on it, I'm going to be sorry. And so, you know, what have I been doing? You know, I've been trying to fit square pegs into round holes for 68 years. And all of a sudden, I realized that my new response to everything is, let me get back to you. You know?
Right.
So don't be surprised if you get in touch with me because you want me to do something, and I'm going to probably say to you, Lori, let me get back to you on that. Because yeah. I'll have to wait. I got to go back, and I got to wait until I get that gut response. It's either uh-huh or uh-uh.
Right. It's interesting because I, too, have had a book called Human Design. And when you started mentioning it, I think it must have been through our support group. Mm-hmm. Initially, I guess, because you're right, we didn't talk about it. And, you know, you were talking about it, and I'm like, ah, that really sounds familiar, and the name even sounds familiar. And, of course, I looked on my shelf, and I've had it since 2009. Mm-hmm. and I, you know, I highlighted everything. I've, like, turned over each page that was me, but I really, I don't know. I didn't really put a lot of emphasis on what it was saying. And I'm a projector, which means apparently I'm, you know, one of those people that is supposed to be a leader, a guide, but I'm supposed to wait until I'm recognized or acknowledged, which is a huge thing for me. It's always been a huge thing for me. So once I get that recognition, then I can offer. And that's when I guide and do the stuff. But my primary is emotions. Apparently, whenever your emotion center is defined, you're mm-hmm. automatically an emotion person.
Right. So, mine is as well.
Oh, you do? Oh, it is.
Yeah. It's the emotional solar plexus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that means your emotion kind of overrides your gut.
Right.
Right. So you have to get your gut and your emotions in alignment.
Right. I got to rein in the emotional, you know, that want to just dive in and say yes to everything.
Well, even the emotional one's supposed to wait because mm-hmm. the emotional one, your first response is not necessarily your ultimate response. So you're supposed to wait until recognized, which is interesting because right. It puts a different light onto things, but yeah. So I mean, I've been doing people's charts because I got like the software that came uh-huh. with the book anyway. Right. But I've also been doing it on the main one, the one that you're part of. Mm-hmm. And it gives an added little bit of information. But the book is, I mean, it's interesting. It's very thorough. It goes through all of the stuff, same as yours.
Right, but yours is easier to read.
It is way easier.
I bought it.
Oh, you have it now too?
I have it now too. Yeah, I haven't had time to open it. Mm. But, you know, the one that's been really helping me is the book by Richard Rudd called The Gene Keys, okay. which takes each one of those 26 things that are active in your chart, the right. unconscious and the conscious ones. And it defines each one of them in very beautifully written prose. And it tells you when you're working it from a lower vibration or from the shadow, or when you're working it from a higher vibration, what he calls the gift, or even the highest possible vibration, which is what he calls the city. And so that's really been very profound for me. And then this weekend, I actually learned how to understand the interconnections between the centers and what each of those channels means, and right. You know, and why some people are the way they are, and you know,
right. And that's kind of that part is explained. That the other part that you're talking about, that other book, I don't think that's in here at all. But yeah, but the other part, like whether it's a full connection to another one or just a half connection, all of that is in. Is in the Human Design Perfect. Book. Yeah. yeah. So it's kind of interesting to go through each of the ones, especially the ones that are not fully connected to another, but it just like a half connection.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Because
you
don't
attract somebody to try to fill up that other connection. And
right.
Life. And that right. may or may not be healthy. It can either be supportive or it can be repulsive.
Right. And I don't have a lot of defined centers. Like I have more undefined than defined, and it's all the top half. Like it's all the top. It's interesting. I have an interesting yeah. chart.
Yeah. Well, they all are interesting.
They're all interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And very unique. Like it is definitely like for people who follow astrology, they'll love this because it adds an extra, like a huge extra depth to it. But it's,
yes.
it, I mean, it's an inclusive study for sure. And I mean, I don't know how the man who brought it in really I don't know where he channeled that from, but it's some pretty
he did channel it you know. And so yeah, and then this there's a whole other body of work that's associated with it that is the information that was channeled in by this guy by the name of Richard Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes what he did was he took all of the I Ching hexagrams and, you know, and wrote these chapters on each one, on the gene keys. And then he has taken that information and massaged it differently into something called the golden pathway. And we just barely touched on the golden pathway this weekend. It was only yesterday morning. Was all the mention on that. And then I've already signed up. I'm going to take a class in Charleston in August on the Golden Pathway to learn more about it. But it looks at the different sequences of gene codes, and there are three of them. The first one is called the activation sequence. The second one is called the Venus sequence, and the third one is called the Pearl sequence. And the activation sequence has to do with your life purpose, your core wound, your radiance point, you know, your biggest challenges in your life, and how to really move through those and try to get out of the shadow and into the gift or into the higher vibration of each of those. And then once you've completed that, then you can move into the Venus sequence, which is really how you relate to other people in relationship. And, you know, so it's really based on all the stuff about Venus in your
chart.
Yeah, in your chart. And then lastly, the Pearl gives you the information about your vocation, your culture, your brand, you know, so that when you get to the place where you are in a higher vibration, you know, and you know yourself and you're operating from, you know, the highest vibration of who you are, then you don't, you know, then you're really stepping into your true vocation for your lifetime, but also everything comes to you through ease and grace. So you're moving into your prosperity zone because you are being truly your authentic self. And so then the universe supports that in every way.
So, interesting.
Yeah, so I really, you can't rush it, I know that I've got to move through these things now in order. And so now after I've read all 33, all 26 of my active gene keys. And now what I'm doing is I'm going back through the activation sequence gene keys, which happen to do with the sun and the earth at the time of your birth, and the conscious and the unconscious.
Right.
Aspects of those. So it's those four gene keys that you work with in the activation sequence. So I'll be doing that one until I get done with it. And then I'll move into working the Venus.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
Hey, you sound more than excited. I think you're kind of pumped on this.
I am very passionate about it. Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
I haven't quite gotten to your passion, although I do certainly appreciate what it's saying. But yeah, and I know that other people I've sort of geared them there. I don't know if I to me, it's like for me to be able to help people, it would take a lot of learning. And I'm not sure if I'm passionate yet enough about it to do it.
Right.
But, yeah.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to, for the people who come to me more than once, maybe on the second time that they book an appointment with me, I'm going to elicit their birth information and go in and pull their chart and their golden pathway. Because I think it will help me, be a better coach.
Right.
I'm not sure because a lot of people come to me just one time.
Sure.
And we're able to clear with InterSpeak, enough of the debris on their path that enables them to move forward in their life and they don't need me anymore.
Now, the golden path, is that explained in the gene keys?
Nope.
So that's a totally different thing?
It came from this man who wrote that book, The Gene Keys.
Right.
But it's not really explained in that book. He's got a lot of online courses that you can take, and you step into these online courses. Or the woman who's my mentor for this, she teaches them as well. She's a certified teacher from him.
Interesting.
Yeah, and if people, if they're interested in finding out, more about this kind of stuff, they could go to Tuck's website. It's called, her website is The Rebel Belle, therebelbelle.com. And her name is Tuck Self. And that's what she does. She coaches people based on their human design and their golden pathway. That's cool. Her shtick.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we go to our first break?
Okay.
You are listening to News of the Heart. I have Jean Adrian. If you want more information about Jean, go to her website, jeanadrian.com. Myself, Lori Houston, intuitivesoul.com. And we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts, over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better? Why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart with my co-host, Jean Adrian. And we were talking in the first part a little bit about what's been happening with Jean, for sure. Definitely talking about human design, which is a pretty cool system. Very, very inclusive. And if people think astrology is a lot, which it is, it takes it to a completely different dimension and adds so much more to it. So it is very fascinating, for sure. So we thought we would, well, let's talk about the fact that you have your show now. It's every Monday at 11 a.m. and it's right on, I mean, you can get all the information on her Facebook, and it's a half hour show. So it's kind of cool. It's all on video. So that's always fun to check out. So check out her show, and you just did one with Tuck.
With Tuck Self, yeah.
Cool.
And I post them up on my Facebook page too.
Right.
So become, my friend.
Nice.
And you can get it there on Facebook too. I also put them in the archives on my radio show page. So I haven't done that yet for Tuck.
Right.
We'll be soon.
Cool. And of course my show, well, it varies, but it's always posted on Fridays unless there's extras. So check us out. Now we also have an amazing support group, and it's kind of cool because it's going up on our year in September. So I can't believe it's been almost a year now. We've really kind of,
I know. That's just incredible.
We've done a lot of work. It's really a fun and I think very powerful. I do a channeled meditation. Jean does a channeled clearing. And if you've heard her inner speak clearings, she really takes it to a different level when she does the full channeled aspect to the inner speak. So it's a good hour, a little bit longer. We try to bring in what everybody's kind of going through, and I work that into the meditation, and then Jean goes and, channels. Usually we're bang on. It's always about the same stuff. So I do the meditation to assist people to get grounded and to clear or to get connected, and then Jean does the work to clear anything that's left over that needs to go so that we can really move to the next place. But I mean, the support group is so important, especially around these times. I mean, you get a call every week. It's Tuesdays right now at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and it's a great check-in for everybody because we're all going through stuff, especially now. I mean, it's so important for us to feel like we're not alone and that we do have a support system. And, yes, we all know that we have something in the non-physical, but sometimes, when we're dealing with physical stuff, we want to also have it in the physical. So this is just like added support for people to to feel connected, to feel grounded, to get clear, and, you know, to really get their own intuitive information instead of depending on other people. It's really about, you know, connecting in so that you can get your own, with the help of us supporting one another, but not having to necessarily, you know, rely on other people to do this. And that, I think, is what is so beneficial of the support group, is that it offers you an opportunity to really connect in with your own inner guidance system, your own healing team, your own, you know, yourself, your own divine spark, so that you can really begin doing this on your own, yet feeling the support around you. Because I know that there's been, especially in the last week and so, you know, there's been so much that I've needed to sort of let go of, and to, you know, just to know that I have people around us that are like-hearted, that that are there for us. And I think that's, you know, that to me is the whole reason I wanted to have a support group.
Yeah. And this thing is just, it's taken on a life of its own. It has helped a lot of different people. And it's not always the same people, because people come and go. You don't have to, you know, stay in the group forever. You know,
And if you sign on for 3 months, it's only $44 a month. That's $11 per 1 hour, you know, very intimate and powerful call each week. So it's a great deal. Like a really great deal. Now, we also put out a book called Realities of Creation. You can get that book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And we are still, I mean, it just came out in May, so we are still pushing that and hopefully trying to get it into the bestseller list. If you want to try a complimentary month, all you have to do is buy the book, either hard copy or ebook, and then write a review on Amazon and let us know that you wrote the review, because the review doesn't give us any information about who you are. So just let us know that you wrote the review, and you can get a complimentary month of our support group. So that's all in itself worth getting our amazing book that has 9 incredible women that will really assist you on this path. And we also did the TELUS seminars, and they're all there. There's 3 sets of interviews and information and gifts. If you haven't signed up for Realities of Creation, just go to realitiesofcreation.com and get that information, because there's some really fascinating women. I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I just thought about something. We're coming up on a full moon, aren't we?
Yeah, I think it's tomorrow.
I think it is, you know. And you're the one who always knows all there is to know about this kind of stuff, and I never do. So I would love it if you would clue me in on what's going on in the sky.
Right. Well,
I mean, it's in Capricorn, right?
Oh, yeah.
It should be in Capricorn. Just at the tail end of it, though, almost moving into Aquarius.
Right. Yes, that's right. Yeah, it's in Capricorn. Capricorn is really that kind of, what's the word? A lot of people in Capricorn are very concerned about their career, so they really push that energy, although it's a very grounding energy. But I think this full moon is supposed to be a little bit temperamental, would be a good
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit, but the new moon that was in Cancer, that was supposed to be quite gentle, but for whatever reason, let's see. Oh, no, I got this. So it's to remind us that we can't ignore our commitments to the outside world in the process of getting in touch with our insides. We're reminded, because it's all, you know, very earthy. Mm-hmm. We're all reminded to take care of our responsibilities. That's very much Capricorn. Tend to business, act maturely, and take charge. The issue is that it's squaring Uranus, which suggests there could be some drama involved that points us in the direction of doing the right thing or of pursuing our long-term goals. It's trine Mars, which is good. It suggests courage and commitment. Events and circumstances can now reveal to us the importance of our responsibilities and commitments. So it's kind of that one that sort of helps us. Now, depending again where each, it's funny because my solar chart would have Cancer in my sixth house. So the new moon was about, you know, starting something new, but Capricorn is actually what's really in my sixth house. So it's all about, for me, this month has all been about healing, which I guess is why I had a molar root canal, because it was just one of those things that I had really been avoiding, and it was time for me to start dealing with. So, okay, so if the full moon is square Uranus.
And mine's kind of been about home and family, and me as a mom.
Right. Yes. So who knows? I mean, it's Uranus is the, you know, the planet of surprises, right?
Yeah.
You never know what to expect. So I think, you know, looking at our responsibilities and commitments, next month is the month, I think, you know, everybody always sees August as the month of, you know, really relaxing because it's the summer. And so I'm thinking it's going to be lighter. The only problem with next month is the eclipses. So I'm not exactly sure. My typical astrologer has injured herself. So she was obviously dealing with some health stuff too. There's just been a whole slew of things. So hopefully we can get more information on that before next month. But yeah, I'll try and push her when I see her on Friday. But yeah, so I don't know. Oh, and Uranus does go retrograde at the end of the month, on the 29th. And then Saturn will actually turn direct after on the August 13th, so that's a good thing. Yeah. But Uranus retrogrades. I mean, it retrogrades every year, as does Saturn. And it's typically a long time, so it's retrograde until December 29th. But yeah, so it's not a very busy month this month. That's been incredibly intense. I think other things have been, you know, sort of pushing us rather than astrology. I think it's just been whatever's going on with the planet, raising its vibration, Gaia needing the support. Ooh. I think also with all the crap that's been going on worldwide, I mean, it certainly has had its impact. We're all being impacted.
For sure. You know, I mean, last week, My internet was out for a complete day, and you know, I run my business on my internet.
Yeah.
So that was rough, and then it went out again this week and this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's almost like the universe is trying to wean me from a dependence on the internet.
Oh dear.
I know. That's what I'm saying. What does that mean?
Yeah. What does that mean? Because that could be. I'm not sure what that's telling us, Jean, but I'm hoping it's, well, I don't know. I'm hoping it's, you know, just maybe something minor. So yeah. You have a workshop that's coming up.
I do. It's actually going to start next week, the 27th of July. And what this is, you know, I created some years ago a deck of cards about activating latent strands of DNA. Right. And there's 142 of these power glyphs that are activation tools for these 142 latent strands of DNA. And I've been guided to do a workshop. And I'll be doing that on Zoom. So it'll be a video workshop. And everyone can attend either via video or on the phone. And everything's going to be recorded. So if you miss one, you can go back and listen to it, and you can listen as many times as you want to all these activations. I don't know how many Wednesday night it's going to go, because we're going to go until we've gone through all 142 of the activations.
Wow.
So it'll be every Wednesday night for a while. And, the cost is $144. So basically, it's going to be a dollar an activation.
Nice.
Yeah, plus two for me, a tip.
Wow.
You know, so I would love to have people join me. I've still got more room in my room for some more people to sign up. So if you would like to know more about that, you can go on GeneAdrian.com and on the classes page, Work with Gene Classes. And you can sign up there or find out more about it. Love to have you join me.
Nice. All right. Well, we're going to go on our last break. You are listening to News for the Heart. I have Jean Adrian with me again. You want more information about Jean, go to her website, jeanadrian.com. Myself, intuitivesoul.com. And all the information about our support group is on both of our sites. Due to some changes in PayPal's policies, it's now going through Gene's site. But you can still get through all of that by going to either of our sites to find out more about that. I encourage you, our book, I think we both have it listed, and you just go to Amazon, Realities of Creation. Check it out, and seriously, for the price, there is some real, real gems in this book, and it's very exciting. All right, we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on BeMajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired, through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts, over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to, as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better? Why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with BeMajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions, or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com. Or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. I have my amazing co-host, Jean Adrian, with us today. We've been going through the first part of our show today was on human design and kind of what has been happening. This last segment has been, I don't know, kind of like a little bit about what's going on with each of our working lives and how you can participate. I highly recommend getting our book, Realities of Creation, checking out, you know, all of the talks that everybody gave on realitiesofcreation.com. All of that's still there. And I also really want you to think, especially as we move into the fall, because, you know, that's a time we all sort of think about starting new things, to join our heart-centered support group. And again, you can find all that information on either of our sites, jeanadrian.com or intuitivesoul.com. So check it out, because it's some pretty amazing stuff with, I can't say enough about our support group. I have found it immensely rewarding and really powerful. And I know that I have needed to have, you know, a physical support team that I can kind of count on when things have been going really strange, which, you know, this past year has been a great year, but it's also had some real intense happenings. And with everything going on with the world, it's been kind of crazy. So we thought we would end our show with Jean doing a clearing on maybe whatever it is that is sort of, I don't know if we're feeling stuck or if the energy is just really intense, but just a way for us to get a little support.
Absolutely.
For that.
Happy to do it. Okay. So just take a moment, surrender to spirit, and ask for help in looking what we need to look at today for our highest and best good, so that we can get to the source of whatever it is that is holding us back from living in the flow and having prosperity and abundance in every area of our life. And so this is a past life thing. So the whatever is holding each of us back is something that we brought in from another lifetime to clear. And they're probably all different, so I'm not going to really delve into a time, date, and place on that one. Let's just look and see what happened, because the common thread is going to be what the setup was and what it did to our soul and what kind of a stuck belief we internalized. All right, so I'm going to pull two of the orange cards. And the first one says broken heart. And the second one says failure, ruin, or poverty. So that's kind of the setup that we dealt with in another lifetime. And let's see what this did to each of our souls, because this will kind of be where we all connect together with the other lifetime and with each other. You know, we are all one, by the way. And the soul reaction is that lack of forgiveness is what's holding this in place. And it's blocking our ability to just let it go. So let's see what the stuck belief is. Because again, this is going to be the same for all of us. And the blue cards are the stuck belief. And that is, I'm not taken seriously. Interesting. Okay, so let's clear it. So we know a story now. We know we're dealing with some past life stuff that has broken our heart. Made us feel like a failure, maybe even blocked our money, and that because we're still holding on to wounds from that old lifetime, we haven't been able to get past it. And the belief that we came away from that lifetime with was, I'm not taken seriously. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to pull three of the green cards, and we will do the clearings that are brought forward. Okay. All right. So the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to find this aspect of yourself that had their heart broken in another lifetime, that felt like a failure, maybe fell into poverty. And I want you to ask this aspect of you, whether it's male or female, you'll know. What can I do to help you is what your question is. How can I help you? What do you need from me? So mine's a woman, and she needs some guidance. She can't see which way to go. She says, show me which way to go.
Mine was a woman as well who just needed acceptance for whatever it had gone on that caused that issue.
Okay, so just help this aspect of yourself to forgive. Help them to forgive whoever it was that broke their heart, that made them feel like they weren't valuable, that made them feel not taken seriously. And then help them to forgive themselves. And then, in your imagination, create a bottle. Can be as elaborate a bottle as you want or as simple, but this is like the I Dream of Jeannie, the old TV show, and I want you just to invite this aspect of yourself into the bottle, just like Jeannie would have to go back in her bottle, put a cork in the bottle, and give it to an angel to take it to the light. And I just ask that your vibration be raised as high as is humanly possible for you. Let's put you out of resonance with that old past lifetime. Good job. And we get blessings for having the courage to do this work. And let's see what the blessings are. The first one is a blessing of courage. Courage to follow your heart's command. And the other blessing we receive today is synchronistic flow and good fortune. I'll take it. All right. It's gratitude that owns every clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides. And I ask that all of your reference points are updated, all the ways in which you perceive and are perceived in the world to accommodate this clearing. And I just ask that you're all wrapped in sheets of rainbow light, gently sealing in the work you've done today to whatever degree is appropriate for your spiritual evolutionary state. So be it, and so it is.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Well, now we've got a few more minutes to talk, and I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think that the most important thing I could think of to talk about today is about, you know, really getting in touch with what we want in our life. Because, you know, it's just kind of like if you don't have a map to, you know, to show you where you're going, you're never going to get anywhere. And so it's so important, I think, and I do believe that the energies are supporting this, that we really get clear on what we want.
Right.
What we're passionate about. Because I think when you can find the stuff that you're really passionate about, the universe will support you in receiving everything that you need in order to be able to have that, whatever that is.
And, you know, it's so important because mostly what happens is we're always focused on what we don't want. You know, like we're, as a society, you know, we're always thinking about all the problems and all the things. And, you know, even in our relationships, we tend to focus on what's not working. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it's important to know what you don't want because that helps you get clearer. That's how we need to see it as a reference point. It's like, don't put all your energy there because you're resisting too much. You are sending the opposite of what you're wanting into the world. But it's like it's a great reference point to assist you. And I think we get caught up in what's going on instead of seeing it as that reference point. We kind of see it as everything that's sort of happening, but it's amazing how we can get caught up in that and forget what we really are here, like what we really actually do want. We, you know, I find it a lot when I'm, you know, doing sessions with clients is, you know, they're always focusing on all the problems. And so I spend a lot of my time going, okay, so what is it that you want? And then they'll go through what they don't want. And it's like, okay, I'm getting what you don't want. Now let's try and shift that. And it may seem difficult when you're kind of stuck in, you know, all the things that are happening or all the things that you feel are going wrong or all the things that you're taking personally. But it completely will shift everything when you start looking at what you actually want. So as you're getting kind of in whatever energies we're dealing with this month, and as we move forward with whatever it is that's going on, I mean, it's first, we've got to find a way to stop taking everything personally and then shift that focus onto, well, what is it that you truly want? And it's not necessarily that, you know, this is the magical reference point that's going to change everything, but it shifts how the things that we are in control of. It shifts what we are in charge of, which is how we feel, how we want to be in the world. And that's the most important thing, because once you can shift how you want to be, everything around you becomes a little less attached, and you can do things or be in the world much differently than getting all caught up in taking everything personal. So beautiful point, Jean.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you have been listening to News for the Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters. We've been chatting and sharing all about human design. If you want more information, Jean, you'd probably be the best person to guide people where to go there.
Yeah, I would suggest for people to go to Tuck's website, because she's able to explain it so much easier than anything else I found on the internet.
Nice.
And that would be the Rebel Belle, therebelbelle.com. Yeah. Cool. And, you know, if you guys are interested in my workshop, go to jeanadrian.com/class and sign up for the Reconnecting Soul DNA Activation Workshop.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. All right. Again, you've been listening to the News of the Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters. And we'll be back. Well, we'll have our next show same time. So it'll be the third. There are 5 Mondays. So do we want to do the 15th or the 22nd?
You tell me. Let me just flip into my... either one's fine with me.
Yeah, me either one's fine with me too.
Well, so why don't we just do the 15th?
All right, then.
Okay.
Perfect. You're on the 15th. Okay,
all right.
Cool. So check us out next month, and we'll be back then. All right, take care. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instantfeedback@bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.